For Grand Valley's men's swim and dive team, to win a national championship this year or next, it'll need to load up on points from its divers, something it seems well-positioned to do. Last year, Jared Gregory led the way through the regular season and was named the GLIAC Diver of the Year. But before the season ended, he was eclipsed by freshman teammate Brad Dalrymple, who shocked almost everyone when he won the one-meter title at Indianapolis last March.
My third dive was a gainer 1.5, and I never really am consistent with it. And I actually, had a good top. I finished it, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And then my adrenaline started going. I was like, all right, let's go. Next dive, hit it. Next dive, and it just kept going. Then my last dive was a front 3.5, and I was like, all right, this is it. Get my adrenaline going, and then I nailed it, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Holy crap, my name is still on the top. And I was like, what is going on, you know?
At last year's national meet, both Gregory and Dalrymple finished in the top 10 in 1- and 3-meter diving. Going in, Dalrymple's best chance at a title seemed to be in 3-meter, which made his 1-meter victory even more memorable.
Come to nationals, you could see Brad was in warm-ups, more consistent, and he was driven. And when 1-meter was a surprise, we actually talked about this. I said, hey, your best opportunity is going to be 3-meter if you have a chance to be one of the top 2 or 3. We didn't see that on 1. 1 meter is like best meet of your life. Best time to have it is at nationals. And that's the day that Brad had.
I never really was a 1-meter diver, and so I just went in at nationals thinking, you know, I placed finals, whatever. So, and then I just had the meet of my life, and it was great.
This year, Grand Valley's All-America selections in diving are at it again, along with teammate Joe Gukwa and several others who could soon be threats on the national scene. And while the rivalry between Gregory and Dalrymple is very much alive, the pair are mostly about pushing each other to the top, regardless of who finishes first.
And at nationals, we both made finals, and we both cheered each other on, and I was waiting behind the board on his last dive, just ready to help him get through the moment and just keep him grounded while he had to watch other divers go, and then he won, and it was just a huge team celebration, and everyone was happy.
I mean, you'll see, and they'll say, hey, Jared, come on, Jared, let's get that dive, or come on, Joe, let's get that dive. They're, even on the women's side, they're cheering the women. They're always cheering for each other, even during practice. You know, if a coach misses something, this diver will kick in, hey, you got to get your arms through a little bit taller, or you need to stand up a little bit taller. They understand what the mechanics are. They're always helping each other. It's a great group of divers that we have this year. It was a great group last year. And when we have recruits come in, that's one thing they've noticed is how tight the group is and how well they get along. It's a great thing for them to experience and see that they want to be part of this program. They can be part of this type of environment as well.
Steve Bursiaga acknowledges that on any given day, either of his top divers is capable of besting the other. Gregory, the more experienced, is a diver who excels at the aesthetics of sport, while Dalrymple is more of a risk taker, going after dives with the highest potential haul of points.
It's like actually watching two different divers. You got Brad, who is more higher DD, more stronger. He's more physical. And you have Jared, who is more artistic. In his form looks better. His toes are better pointed. His arms are, we call them lines. Lines is what we see when you're in the air. And Jared presents his lines very well to the judges. That helps his scoring. So two different divers, two different ways to get a dive in, but they both score very high.
This year, Grand Valley's strength in men's diving has made the Lakers nearly unbeatable in competition so far. At the recent GLIAC Championships in Saginaw, Dalrymple, Gregory, and Joe Gukwa swept the podium spots in both 1- and 3-meter diving, with freshman Alex Miller scoring points with 5th and 8th place finishes.
And throughout the NCAA Championships, I've seen freshmen win, never win again. I've seen a sophomore win, never won again. You know, it's tough to win. The level of competition at the top 8 is really strong, especially on the men's side. On the women's side, it's usually maybe top 5 or 6. It's really strong. Taylor Wyczynski almost got a national championship last year, 2 points off, and that would have had 2 winners last year. But these two men have driven each other this year. They've been pushing each other this year. I'm looking really excited to see what's going to happen this year.
While the depth many of the nation's top teams have isn't as much in evidence at national meets, Grand Valley is again one of the few squads that could have multiple point scorers in both men's diving competitions. And if Burciaga can keep his divers flying through the air with the efficiency they've shown so far this season, the result could be a landing on the platform where Brad Dalrymple was honored last year as the Lakers' first ever national dive champion. For the Grand Valley State Sports Report, I'm Tom.